Today, we have a special programming for you. The Agape Community Church and Todd Carter Productions present The Truth Street Bus. It's a gospel radio play from the spiritual twilight zone with everyday characters on the bus discussing topics of the day. A drama and a comedy based on the truths of the Bible, and I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Here comes the Truth Street Bus. This bus does not exist except for those looking for the truth. The passengers ask the questions and get answers. Get on board, get your transfers.
You never know what you're gonna hear or say on the Truth Street Bus.
Questions and some answers. You can take a journey with us. There's so many different people you can talk to when you're riding on that Truth Street Bus. When you're riding on the Truth Street Bus. When you're riding on that old Truth Street Bus.
Welcome to the Truth Street Bus, and a happy Sunday morning to you. Uh-oh, look who we got there. That's County Morgue and the atheist Mr. Hickok. They went to church and still hanging out together. Come on board, guys. Come on here.
DVD,
I'm on. Do I have to get on this bus,
BD,
before you get my name right? It is Hawkeye, not Hickok.
Hawkeye, my bad again. You know I do that every week. I get it wrong.
Every time I get on
Mr.
there.
Mr. Hawkeye, my bad. How are you, brother? How you feeling today?
I was hicking up today anyway, so you know, I understand.
You're doing all right?
Yes, sir. I'm doing wonderful.
How was your church experience?
You know, it was interesting. It was nothing like you see on TV or read about. So it was interesting. That's what I'm going to do.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
He interesting. And so, you know, that's interesting that he interested in it.
Hey, have you noticed that County Morgue don't smell like the County Morgue right now?
You gave him a bath.
Took a shower this morning.
Uh-oh.
He cleaned up well, don't he?
Uh-oh.
That's how I got him to go to church. He got me to go to church. We came to church together. I clean up.
He go to church with you?
Yeah, go to church. He even fed me. I think he gave me a few balls to eat, too.
Did County Morgue put the money in the offering? That's what I want to know. He had $5 from everybody on the bus. Did he put any money in the offering?
I gave him $5.
You gave him another $5.
But I didn't see him put in the offering.
County Morgue.
Well, you know, I had to buy a newspaper because I like to read the newspaper, but then sometimes I have to use it to cover up with. So, you know, that's why I'm always asking for $5.
What'd you do with the rest of the money?
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. Ask me about 5 minutes.
You got amnesia now.
Ask me about 5 minutes, I'll tell you. But anyway.
You remember that $5
you borrowed? It's good to see you.
You remember that $5 you borrowed from everybody on the bus?
Yes, sir.
All right.
No, not everybody gave
me. You don't remember all of them?
No, not everybody gave me a $5. So there was some excuses. I think from the...
Never mind.
Yeah.
Your pastor that you were telling me about, the little short guy, you know, he wasn't breathing hard or nothing. It was great. I thought I was going to get in there and the pastor was going to be and have an asthma attack, but he was very calm and read from the Bible and taught from the Bible, and it was very, very interesting. I'm happy I was.
Did you enjoy the message?
I'm going to study what he gave at church for myself and see what I can get out of it. Because there was a lot of hollering and people were jumping and running. It was very confusing. I just wanted to hear and,
hallelujah,
you know, music was loud. So I'm going to have to, I wrote down you know, what he preached about. I'm going to go home and I'm going to read it for myself.
All right, hold on, y'all. First stop, Truth and Consequence Avenue. Uh-oh, I see Sister Sanctified. Hey, who's that? Who's that you got with you, Sister Sanctified? That college young man over there?
Yes,
that's that
sir.
College
how you
student?
Doing, BD? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing? Good to see you. Come on, boy.
Good
watch your step. Step
you.
Right
how
up.
Do glory to you.
Step up. You got your arm.
I got my arm.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
You
that is. That is.
Need it, I got.
Well, bless my bus. Go
hey.
Ahead on. Bless
In
my
the
bus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How you doing, young man?
I'm doing good. How's everybody? How was the church experience this morning?
Good.
How about you, Tony?
I left my handkerchief there.
Oh.
But I was going to give it to Sister Sanctified to go ahead and, you know, just in case Hawkeye
and Hickok
or whatever his name is wasn't right. You know, I'd give him some ammunition.
His name is Hawkeye. Hawkeye, I got it right. Hawkeye.
He came to my house. He used my water, my soap, ate my food, and still don't know my name. But he left his handkerchief there, but he didn't leave the money I gave him.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part right there. The money is what he be always asking every time he gets on the bus. Where the $5 at?
So next
you know
stop,
leaving no money.
Coming up, Higher Power Avenue Highway. Uh-oh, Sister Sarcasm. Who is that you got with you today, Sister Sarcasm?
A pest.
Well, welcome aboard, Pest. Come on on the bus and meet everybody.
That's Mr. Pest.
Oh, yes. My bad. I'm sorry.
Please get
Mr. Pest, I'm BD.
Hello, BD.
The bus driver.
Yeah.
The best driver.
Okay.
Whatever you want them B and the D to stand for, that's what they call me.
Okay.
All right, over here we got Brother Hawkeye. Did I get it right that time?
Yes, sir.
All right,
you.
Brother Hawkeye.
Welcome. Maybe that's
Sister
what you
Sister Sarcasm mean. Over here, who you
do,
know.
Glory to
Sister
you.
Sanctified over there. And we got this young man over there that's a college student. He's studying to be smart. That's what he's studying, just to be smart.
Right.
Yeah, he's just going to be smart.
Than you were the day before.
And what university is that, sir?
What university?
Yeah.
The University of Smart.
Of Smart?
Smart.
University of Knowledge. And over there we got the Reverend. Ain't got on the bus yet, has he? Are you going to meet the Reverend pretty soon? You're going to meet the Reverend pretty soon. We'll pick him up at the next stop.
I don't know if I want to be on this bus, BDC and things.
Well, this is the stop the Reverend usually get on at, but he ain't on it today. He must be running late. There he is. I see him. I'll get you at the next stop, Reverend. I get him at the
he
next stop.
Like
yeah, he gonna be running like Hawkeye was running that time.
Hawkeye was running. I missed that.
That's so messed up.
That was a few weeks ago.
Wow.
Have you met my man, County Moore?
Okay.
How you doing, young man? How you doing? Sound like you know what? When I heard them two get on the bus at the same time, sound like they need to be together for some reason. You know, sister.
Sarcasm and the Pest. Mr. Pest to me.
You know,
Mr. Pest to you.
Yeah. You know,
oh, no, please forgive
why
me.
Why you think I was glad you hurry up and came so I can get away from
him? Uh-oh. It's like that.
Now, this is the same sister who was sitting on the bus stop reading her Bible trying to tell me some things. But now she's turning on me. See, that's why I am the Pest guy. Because I see these pests. And then I realize that they're not the people I want to be around.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well,
so I'm going to sit back here.
Maybe
he's
not want to be by you, Mr.
Sister. Sister Sanctified, I think you need some oil. I think you need some oil. Let me move.
Next stop, Roundabout Drive. There he is. Sorry to make you run like that, Reverend. Come on, boy.
Oh, you got to make me run this morning. I can't take it, man. I can't take it.
My bad.
Hey, but good morning to you anyway. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hawkeye, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know,
I heard you went to church this morning.
I didn't know you was running that fast.
I heard you went to church this morning.
I did.
God bless you, young man.
Yes.
I am so proud of you. Did you remember what the preacher talked about?
He talked about a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Then he was talking about his wife a lot and stuff. And it was more. I more so heard people say, "Preach, pastor." Yeah, yes, sir, that's right. I couldn't, you know, so I wrote down what he said that, you know, he was reading from the scripture and what was on the board. And I'm going to go home and study for myself.
He kind of tell me that you're going to come back and you're going to go back to church and get some more of what he said.
He said it was very interesting so far.
I have not made up my mind yet.
But if you haven't made up your mind, that means you're going to do it.
But I'm leaning towards maybe.
Amen. 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 Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
How you doing, preacher man?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good to see you, bro.
So what's up, bus driver?
You got it, Mr. Preacher. Sorry to make you run like that. I saw you, but I was too late. I couldn't stop.
I'm getting old, man. I can't do this stuff too much, you know, so you got to make it.
I'll make sure you have
better
for
me next time, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Have you met the pest? Mr. Pest?
Mr. Pest? Reverend?
He called you the pest.
I understand that some
people... You gonna let him get away with that?
I understand that some people forget things sometimes. As long as he doesn't forget the bus driver, I'm fine.
You're not working today, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, because I didn't see you carrying your bucket. Behind you, you know.
No.
I spray stuff.
Oh, you're that reverend. I go by your church, I think.
Oh, okay. Then
yes.
Come on by any time.
Oh, well,
there's always a seat waiting for you.
Can I ask Mr. Pest a question?
Sure.
Are you like everybody else on here and read the Bible and praise Jesus and all that stuff?
I think I should answer that this way. I read the Bible. If I say praise Jesus or not, it's my own opinion. But what about you, brother? They're asking you if you've been to church and you say it's interesting. What makes it so interesting to you?
Just how people react to the words out of a man that come from a book that man wrote, and they pray to an entity that no one can see or touch or feel. That's what was interesting to me. And how excited people got over words and song and people running around and jumping. That was very interesting to me because you still can't see or touch this God, but people put all they have into this God. So that was interesting to me because I don't believe what you believe. But sitting on the bus, I've gotten to know some really kind people. They told me that they love me while I was explaining the hardship to them, and I don't know how they could love me. So if they could love me, I wanted to see what they got from this church experience. So that's why I went to church.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Well then, have you ever told someone good luck?
Everybody says good luck. What's your point?
Because you can't see it, you can't touch it, but you say it, you're wishing it to someone. Or is that just some random words out of your mouth?
Like, we got another preacher on this battle. What's up? What? All right, we can't take too many.
Hey, BD, can we get this guy off the bus? I just want to talk to y'all.
Let him stay for a little while longer.
I'm out of Mr. Hiccup.
Let him stay a little while longer.
I like what I like.
Do people worship love?
What are casinos besides big houses that people go in and scream and yell?
Next.
But you can't shut him down like that.
Okay. We beat up on Hawkeye last time, so we want to talk about something. How many of y'all are single?
I am.
I was.
Was.
You know my story, so
I'm single.
I'm single.
You wonder?
Nice.
Sir, you don't know my story.
I will anoint you.
Sir, you don't know my story. You just got on this.
Put some oil on
you have
sister.
No idea.
Put some oil on
what
him.
I
anointing question
you
to ask
no
him before
idea
we go
on
to
lost,
that
sir.
Single thing. But, you know, down on 35th Street East, you know, right out there in the corner, there's some, you know, every time at night I'm by there's a lot of bugs be hanging out on the, you know, coming out from there.
You dating bugs?
Thing. Nah, I'm just, you know, I might have to sleep over there sometime. I want to know if you can come by one night, kind of, you know, take care of them bugs. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when you can tell me about
behind the pizza joint.
Yeah, maybe that's, over that way. Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, now let him stay around a little longer.
Okay, we're going to let you stay on.
Go back to the reason.
Now, you said how many of us are single?
How many of y'all are single?
I am.
I'm single.
Yeah, me.
My life, my wife ran off.
I'm single.
Uh-oh. You got married at a young age.
Young age, yes, I did. I got swooped real quick.
How'd that affect your studies?
You know, you got to make time for everything. So, you know, you get 15 minutes here, 15 minutes over there, you know, which is...
Now it's getting interesting on the bus.
Yeah, you know, so you got to kind of, you know,
just
multitask.
15 minutes?
Well, you don't... No one said you had to do it once.
You're a disappointment, son.
Hey, man.
Be nice.
I'm not the single one.
Be nice.
You know why I'm single, sir.
I'm sorry. I know. I apologize.
Hey, we talking about being. We talking about being single, not, you know,
being
single. But there's nothing wrong with being single. You know, in the New Testament, Paul says that it's a gift. 1 Corinthians 7:7. It's a gift to be single. It's okay. You don't have to be married. Why do you think Paul said it was a gift?
I think I can help you with that one, because I think he said it because it's better if you are single and serving God. You won't have to worry about anybody else but yourself and him.
It's true.
And if you're single, you know, then you can go to church, you can do all the stuff. You don't have to worry about a wife and children and, you know.
I don't see the gift.
Did he ever say anything about when your wife run off with the kids? And
not yet.
Everything, your toilet.
Take the toilet and the clothes.
He took everything.
Wow.
This type of single came a little rough.
that's rough.
Thank you for joining us for the Agape Community Church presentation of the Truth Street Bus. We will return to the program shortly after these commercial messages.
The Truth Street Bus is sponsored in part by TCP Incorporated, the Agape Community Church, Bishop's Mobile Tax Service in Palmdale, and Ivanka Farabee's Insurance. To get your taxes prepared at your home or office, call Bishop's Mobile Tax Service at 661-965-6943. That's 661-965-6943. For all of your insurance needs, call Ivanka Farabee's Insurance at 661-949-1912. That's 661-949-1912.
Welcome back to the Truth Street Bus.
You know, singleness has its advantages.
And then at some point, you really get over it.
You must be single a long time.
Wow.
But I have a question. I think I asked the preacher if I can. I think I heard somewhere, or read somewhere about something that man ought not be alone. So singleness is good, and then God only wants us to be single. What's that all about?
Well, he wants you to be, to have someone. If you cannot control your emotions of being single,
them urges.
You know, those feelings that we all get since we are single and not married and we don't have, you know, you always get that. But then God says, if you can control that, and I think it says in 1 Corinthians 7, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 8. Says, now to the unmarried and to the widow, I say it is good for them to stay unmarried as I do. But if you cannot control yourself, then you should get married.
I guess I couldn't control myself.
Wow.
That's why. But you ain't married neither.
But marriage has its advantages, just like singleness. So married people have the advantage of, the Bible says it's better to marry than to burn. That's that physical burn, that urge that you get. So as a single, how do you stand it? What do you do?
Sister Tarkasm.
I asked God to help me through it because it's rough. Like, I can't watch kissing on TV. I can't, when they do the horizontal bump on TV, I can't look. It's bad. It don't take much to trigger.
Okay. So you're saying then that sometimes you have to avoid those things that the world puts out, that it's mostly, the world says everything is physical and that it's okay to sleep with somebody even though you're not married to them. It's okay to jump around. It's okay to have unwanted pregnancies. And the world says just go for it. Everything is okay. But the word of God says that if you feel like you cannot hold back in those physical urges, then it's better to marry than to burn. But when you get married, you're making a commitment before God first, then and before man. So you don't want to marry just to have sex.
Right. Nope. Otherwise, I would probably already. If I was willing to accept anything just to say that I have someone, I wouldn't be single. But the people who have approached me made it clear. Like, one flat out said, well, I can date you until we realize if we want to be married or not, but I'm going to have sex with other people if you're not willing to have sex with me. And there's that, you already saying right then and there, you're not going to be committed to me, so I'm not moving forward.
Okay, so. But, you know, you're saying that you're not willing to give away the milk without the cow being bought first.
You got to buy this cow, pay for it, ring the bell, do all kinds of stuff before you can taste this milk.
You got to make sure Bessie going to come back to the stable, right?
Well, she's also saying that she's not compromising her faith in God. She's not compromising, you know, her standards.
But what about standards being too high? Women say they want a good man, but where's a good woman?
She might be a good woman in her own, you know, in her own way.
I'm the perfect woman for who's meant for me.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, though, the people who approach me are not always what's right for me. First of all, if you're not a man of God, you need not bother, because you're not going to get anywhere with me anyway.
Next stop, Heaven's Gate.
Somebody need to get off.
Who are we picking up at Heaven's Gate today?
Anybody getting off?
No.
All right.
I'm going to ride this one all the way.
Thank you for joining us for the Agape Community Church presentation of the Truth Street Bus.
Thank you for listening to the Truth Street Bus on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. We'll be back with Act 3 right after these brief messages. My brothers and sisters, Todd Carter Productions, or TCP, is a nonprofit 501c3 organization where youth can gain experience in the communication arts as working interns. They are paid for their training to help produce a radio drama radio ready for broadcast within a 21-day schedule. They gain real-time experience with experienced actors, directors, musicians, and technicians living in our local community. TCP and Agape Community Church are accomplishing their goals to help our young people one heart at a time. For more information on Todd Carter Productions, call 661-341-7171. That's 661-341-7171. The True Street Bus is sponsored in part by TCP Incorporated, the Agape Community Church, Bishop's Mobile Tax Service in Palmdale, and Ivanka Farabee's Insurance. To get your taxes prepared at your home or office, call Bishop's Mobile Tax Service at 661-965-6943. That's 661-965-6943. For all your insurance needs, call Ivanka Farabee's Insurance at 661-949-1912. That's 661-949-1912.
Welcome back to the True Street Bus.
Well, let me see if I can put this in context. I believe I did. I think I did. I had the opportunity to spend some time with my dad before he passed. About 6 months of it. And we talked about the reasons why he wasn't around and what was his reason. I found out the reasons why. I know my dad was a drunk. And he likes to beat up on my mother. And one day, she decided to smack him. And he left. And he never came back.
You don't like County Mark.
I'm
going to
cry.
He
should have did that long time
ago.
And
I tried one time after my dad had left, and I was trashing my daddy real bad, and standing with my mother, you know, talking with my mother, and she looked at me and she picked up something I was going to throw it at me. And I said, well, you wanted to throw something at me. This man is never around. He's been gone. He never did anything for any one of us. She said, it ain't your business to be mad at your dad or to be talking about him. That's my business. See, he's my husband. He's your dad. Without him, you won't be here to be talking about him. So you should be forgiving your dad, even though he didn't do anything for you. Because Jesus forgave us, and because he did. See, my mother taught me to read the Lord's Prayer when I was a little boy. And there's a portion of it that says, if we can't forgive others, God cannot forgive us. And I'll read a little bit of it for you. It's found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9. And it says, this then is how you should pray. As we always talk about praying and forgiveness, and it says, our Father who in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. But then it got to a part, it says, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive those who are debt against us. In other words, for those who have sinned against us, we have to forgive them. Because if we don't forgive them, God can't forgive us. So, you, my friend, I'm hoping that you understand this one of these days, that without God and helping you to forgive others, you just can't. And your daddy might have been a whatever, you can call him any name you want to call him, but if in your heart you haven't said, I forgive you for all that you've done against me, then what's the point? What's the point of living?
He does not deserve my forgiveness. Why does this man deserve my forgiveness? He wasn't there. He didn't do anything for me. As a kid, I had to watch other people, other kids' fathers out there playing ball with them, throwing the ball. I'd have to go to their house and they have swimming pools and we're living in a one-bedroom apartment because we can't afford anything. I got no clothes to wear to school. I'm being made fun of because I'm wearing the same stuff every day. Where was my dad when I needed clothes on my back? Where was my dad when my mom was struggling to put food on the table? Where was he? Why should he get my forgiveness when we couldn't barely survive without him in the house? He doesn't deserve my forgiveness. He doesn't deserve anybody's forgiveness. I wish he would just die. If he's still around, I hope he dies.
Whoa,
if he's gone,
brother.
If he's gone, good. I don't even want to see him. He doesn't deserve to know who I am.
You have a right to be angry. You have a right to be angry at your dad. You can say it from the pit of your heart. You have a right to be angry. But you also have a right to forgive him. You could be angry at him and you can shout at him and you can yell from the mountaintop how bad he was. And because not only you and me and bus driver and maybe County Mark.
I remember that. I remember that. They used to call it the Lord's Prayer. I remember that.
A lot of us have gone through the same thing with our daddies. But we have to remember one thing that God is. Fact.
Can you put some oil on him?
He's getting that oil out.
He's about to have a heart attack.
Get the oil out again.
You guys are always hitting me with God this, God that. Do I have to forgive God for my dad not being there? Okay. Do I have to forgive God for my children and my wife being killed and taken away from me?
Yes.
There is no God. I keep trying to tell you people that.
Who do you pray to? Tangerang?
I don't Rang-a-tang? Pray. Why do I have... What is prayer? Prayer is throwing words in the air. I'm not going to waste my time to throw words in the air.
So when you hit your toe, what do you say?
Ouch.
You the only person in the world.
No, you don't.
Get the oil out.
No, you don't.
Ain't nobody.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Get the oil.
We're not going to let you get away with that one.
No, you don't.
Put some oil on him.
Oh, right. That's what you said.
We need to pray for this
put
brother.
Put some oil on him.
We got to pray for him.
Yes.
Before he leave this bus, you going to get prayed for.
But
again.
Y'all look at me like I'm missing something.
You are.
But I think you guys are missing something. Why does the God that you guys choose to talk about in this book that you guys continue to read, why does the God let this stuff happen to good children and good people and good men? What did I do to deserve not to have my daddy in my life? And what did I do to deserve to have my wife and children killed by a drunk driver? What did I do? What kind of God would do that to me?
Mr. You didn't Hawkeye. Do anything wrong.
Mr. Hawkeye, first off, somewhere in that book, I'm not going to come at you like a church person because I'm not quite there yet myself, but somewhere in there, I know it says, fathers, be careful how you treat your children. Don't make them angry. Don't drive them to be mad. I know I'm saying it wrong, but
that's all right.
Just righteous. Thank you, man.
I'm going to cry.
And then somewhere else in there talks about the fact that whatever they do, it's on them and not on you. You didn't do anything. You didn't ask to come here. You didn't ask to be in the situation you're in. But think about this for one moment, my brother. What if all that had happened and he was still in the house? Would you still hate him?
I don't know. He didn't give me a chance to see.
That's not the question.
That's the only answer I got. I didn't have him around. I can't answer a question because he wasn't there.
Well, maybe this God that they're talking about saw that it was better he not be there and make you worse, and that you got were better without him in your world. You seem like you came out okay. Now, maybe I'm wrong.
He's mad right now, though. He's mad right now.
Look, oh, he red. He red. Look like that wild Irish he was drinking.
I ain't gave him none either.
Everybody,
you sure County Mark, you didn't give him a little bit of it?
Did you give him a little taste?
No, he ain't getting none of that.
He ain't sharing that.
And as we all know, he's very selfish with the money that we give him. He wanted to put it in a church plate.
But when you went to church, did they say anything about forgiveness?
I don't know. Everybody was screaming and hollering and hallelujah and that's right, Pastor. And people was running and jumping. Some lady fell out on the floor. It was crazy.
How did you feel while this was going on?
It was interesting.
How did you feel?
Interested.
No, the interesting is not a feeling. Interesting is
it. Before you went in, did you ask God to let you feel his presence?
How am I going to ask a God I don't believe in for some presence that isn't there?
But I asked you to ask him to reveal himself to you, to let you feel his presence, so that you can know he's real.
The last time we was on the bus, she asked. I was right here. I remember.
County Moore, sit back. Relax.
I do
talk to you right now.
Have you ever gone out and talked to a female and you didn't know her name? You didn't even know who she was, but you saw her and you walked over and started chit-chatting?
I walked and asked her what her name was. She was right there.
And where'd that come from? What gave you the ability to do that?
It's natural to talk to people.
It's natural for us to talk to God, so that's the same thing I'm telling you should do.
It's natural for y'all to talk to God.
Reveal himself to you.
There's a bunch of people in the loony bin that talk to the air, too.
Hawkeye, I just want to share this with you. I know you're angry, and this thing with your father, it's pent up frustrations and anger, but it's not about him, but it's about you. And I see that you've had several traumatic things happen in your life from a child on up, and you're holding on to things, and you may not understand what's going on right now, but on the Truth Street Bus, God has you here to help you let go of some of those things.
That's why I'm here.
And you may not see it, you may not understand it, but there's nothing you can do until God puts it in your heart to do it. You can't let go, you can't forgive, you can't believe, you can't see. There's nothing you can do until God allows it to happen. And you may not understand that now, but I tell you what, you're not going to get off this bus. I know you get tired of us throwing this book at you. This
Don't some oil on it, too.
But I catch him on his way out.
As a matter of fact, what I want to do, I don't know I'm going to do this, but I'm going to pull this bus over and we're going to stop. And I want to do a prayer.
Okay.
But not only for Brother Hawkeye, but everybody on this bus, I want to have a prayer.
Can I get
God
off?
Just put it on my heart. I know you can't get off. I'm going to lock the door.
Oh. That's imprisonment. So
God put it on my heart to do this prayer. Reverend, would you lead us in a prayer, please?
Yes. Close your eyes, everybody. Father, we are so glad that you brought us together. Even Brother Hawkeye, as mad as he may be right now, Lord, I ask you, O God, that you would go into his heart. You would touch him right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Forgive him, Lord, for what he's saying, for what he has done, for the way he's feeling. Help him, O Lord, to understand who you are and why you are, why you brought him on this bus. Because I know you brought him for a reason. And that reason is to show him through us who you are. I ask you now in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What? He's up now.
Who woke up County Morgan?
County Morgan's working. Just keep coming on this bus, see? You know, just keep coming on the bus. True Street
bus. I don't want to hurt anymore. I'm tired of hurt.
We going to keep right. you in our prayers. He's,
Have you told God that? I know you haven't. Why don't you, will you do me a favor? Will you do me a favor? Tonight when you go home, just sit in your chair if you don't want to drop down on your knees and just tell God you don't want to hurt no more. Ask him to take the hurt from you and see what happens. Just ask him to remove that hurt out of your heart. Can you try it? What do you got to lose by trying it?
You know what you should do, B. You know what he needs to do.
Somebody tell him something.
You know what he needs to do, B.
I'll tell you.
Can somebody tell him? Preacher man, the preacher man about to speak.
Can somebody tell me something?
You remember when
the preacher man speaks? Does God only hear you when you're down on your knees?
You can sit down. You can stand up. He hears you. Ask him.
Then why do people get down on their knees?
It's comfortable.
It's a form of submission.
And yes.
Oh.
You're submitting yourself to Jesus.
Did she give me an educated answer?
Yep, she did.
I gave you an educated answer.
Go sarcasm. Ooh. You quirky.
Hawkeye.
I'm going to be out single.
Hawkeye, before this bus stop, I want to tell you something else.
Yes, Pastor.
When Jesus Christ was on the cross dying, for all of us, including you, even though you don't believe it, he said something. He said to his Father, he said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. So I'm asking him to forgive you, because you don't know why what you're saying. You may understand it in your heart, but you don't know, because God already forgave you. You should forgive your dad just as much as he's forgiven you.
So what you're saying is this man on the cross ask for me to be forgiven.
Yes. Even
and I wasn't even here?
Yes. Because you know that was going to happen. Because he knew.
You got an angel on your shoulder?
Two of them.
Jesus.
And so do you.
That's right. The angel's all around.
Who do you think woke you up this morning?
He is here.
All around.
Put that breath in your body.
Nature, man.
Let you see another nature.
Nature. Don't come with that monkey.
Who made nature? It's natural to wake up until.
Coming with that monkey.
Who made nature? Until you die. You wake up, you wake up, you don't wake up. That's life.
Who made nature?
Like Frank Sinatra said, that's life.
Oh, Lord. Frank Sinatra. Well, what you know about
Frank Sinatra? Frank Sinatra.
There is something else I want to leave with you before we go, is that while he was again on that cross, he says, why have you forsaken me? He asked his Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? But it's because of the sin that he was bearing on the cross, your sin, his sin, hers, mine, all of our sins, he was bearing it on that cross at that time.
Revolutionary Road, last stop. Everybody off. I got to get back to the station. See you next time.
Well, my brothers and sisters, I truly hope that you enjoyed the Truth Street Bus. Tune in on the fourth Sunday of every month to hear the next episode. And my brothers and sisters, good or bad, if you want to send us some comments, if you want to talk to us a little bit about the Truth Street Bus, let us know whether you like it or whether you didn't like it. Well, send us some comments. We're taking all comments, good or bad. Send them to Todd Carter Productions at todd.carter.productions.inc@gmail.com. Once again, that's Todd, carter.productions.inc@gmail.com. If you want to hear this episode again, just go to www.gospelforjesus.com. Podcasts of the play will be posted there for your listening pleasure anytime, anywhere in the world on your listening device. You can also follow us on Facebook at Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. The Truth Street Bus is an Agape Community Church and TCP production and is sponsored by TCP Productions, Bishop Mobile Tax Service in Palmdale, and the Agape Community Church.